Welcome. I am Sarah Evers Conrad.
And I am Megan Scharfenberg.
You are listening to episode number 21 of the Pony Club podcast, the official podcast of the United States Pony Clubs, also known as USPC or Pony Club. The United States Pony Club's mission is to provide equestrians with an educational program that teaches riding and horsemanship while also developing important life skills in goal setting, leadership, teamwork, and much more. The Pony Club podcast features guest experts and explores the stories of USPC members, graduates, and volunteers. Hear all about the experiences of equestrians of all ages as they share how their involvement with Pony Club preps them for amazing adventures within the horse industry as a whole.
On this month's episode, we talked to a member of the Sierra Pacific region's local organizing committee for the 2024 USPC convention presented by Via Nova Training. Heather Bell is a longtime member and volunteer, has her A in eventing, and wants to share a sneak peek about the convention.
Before we get started, we'd like to thank episode sponsor Kentucky Equine Research. Don't let equine gastric ulcer syndrome or hindgut acidosis get you and your horse down. Developed by Kentucky Equine Research, KER Targeted Nutrition's collection of digestive health supplements are backed by research and designed to support total digestive tract health and target specific health conditions, such as gastric ulcers. From Equisure, a research-proven hindgut buffer that helps combat the effects of hindgut acidosis, to Resolvin EQ, a revolutionary approach to managing gastric ulcers, to Right Track, which provides total digestive tract support, there is a science-based solution for every horse. Learn more about KER Targeted Nutrition Digestive Health Products at KER.com.
We've got a lot going on at the USPC National Office. By the time convention rolls around, we'll have new standards of proficiency for all disciplines and levels, new test sheets and study materials, new HB flashcards that are available on shopponyclub.org, and an updated horse management handbook and competition rules. To find out more, just log into your account with the Pony Club website and stay tuned to that certifications page. We'll also have updated rulebooks available through your login on the website, or if you're not a member, or you just like printed versions, you can also purchase them on shopponyclub.org. Keep an eye out for the updated divisions in show jumping and polo cross if you're competing in those disciplines.
And also, we want to let members know about important dates that are coming up and deadlines. We also post these in the Pony Club e-news. December 23rd is the last day to book discounted hotel rooms for the USPC convention. So if you haven't gotten your hotel room and you want that discounted rate, you'll want to go to our website, go to the events tab and look under convention to be able to do that. And then also January 5th, 2024 at noon, that is the last day to register for meal ticketed items at the 2024 USPC convention. And that's when late registration begins. So if you want meals at convention, you'll want to go get those done before that deadline. And then January 29th at noon, again, that is the last day to register to be a team member on the 2024 International Quiz Exchange. And that will be held at the Kentucky Horse Park, July 10th through the 20th in 2024. And more instructions for all of these are in Pony Club e-news, which you can find on our website under the news tab. You can also visit the USPC national calendar on ponyclub.org for more events and deadlines at any time for Pony Club related programs. And one exciting thing we also have is an art contest that is already running. Anyone can enter. You don't have to be a member. January 5th is the deadline for the art contest. And the theme of the contest is the horse-human bond. Your artwork can be in any medium of your choice. It just should be non-discipline specific and non-pony club specific. So kind of a generic horse-human bond artwork. And you'll just need to upload a photograph of your artwork on our contest page. And you can find that at bit.ly/USPC-horse-human-bond-art-contest. We'll also put that in on social media and the news. So if you, and then also the show notes for this episode. The reason why this art contest is so important is that we'll be taking the winning artwork and featuring it in USPC publications and also on a product such as a t-shirt or mug. It'll depend on the artwork. And that will be sold to benefit the USPC International Exchanges and Special Opportunities Fund. And this fund helps support international exchanges in multiple disciplines, such as, but not limited to, fox hunting, inter-Pacific exchange, the mountain games, quiz, and tetrathlon. And it also helps those participating in various special opportunities for USPC, such as when we send a team for the USEF Pony Jumper Championships. So that's a great, worthy cause. And stay tuned also for when we start selling the product that comes out from the artwork. So I can't wait to see everybody's creativity there. We do have one additional announcement that we've made recently. The United States Pony Clubs has made a significant change to its national events offerings for USPC members. So starting in 2024, USPC will be celebrating USPC Festival every other year in Lexington, Kentucky, instead of every 3 years. Festival offers its national championships competition in 8 disciplines, with open competitions in 2 of the newer disciplines during the first part of the week at Festival. And then this is followed by more than 50 clinics and workshop sessions taught by Olympians, pony club experts, and equine industry professionals. Throughout the week, participants, family, and visitors can also shop at the USPC Festival Trade Fair, participate in and watch the mock fox hunt, and enjoy all aspects of pony club activities. And this unforgettable experience attracts 2,500 pony club members of all ages, along with their families, volunteers, and leaders, coaches, judges, clinicians, as well as equestrians from the equine community. And Festival has always been a much anticipated event for Pony Club. It's open to members and non-members alike. And this remarkable event was first held in 1983 at the Kentucky Horse Park, and it was the brainchild of then-president Mary Lou Anderson, who had the brilliant idea of gathering the entire Pony Club family in one place for national competitions and mounted and unmounted education. For more information on Festival, you can always go to ponyclub.org and click on events and then find the tab for Festival. So this shift away from annual championship events will also help USPC focus on who matters most, its members, volunteers, and leaders, as Pony Club works to strengthen regional support and continues to grow our programming. So this decision was made after an extensive review period during which the national office gathered information about USPC events and regional activities, and most importantly, we solicited feedback from membership. So in addition, we should be announcing some new and exciting program options for members that will be unveiled at the 2024 USPC convention. So anyone interested in learning more about that is encouraged to attend, and also stay tuned to all our news outlets through Pony Club News, social media, and whatnot, and you'll see that information come out once it's announced after convention. Now that we've made those announcements, we'll introduce our guest.
Heather Bell says she feels very lucky to have found Pony Club, where she grew as a rider, going up through the eventing track to her A. With her A, she was able to move straight into the horse industry as the director of riding at the University of Massachusetts Equine Studies Program at the age of 23. Although she changed careers, she found that what she learned in Pony Club, organization, teamwork, confidence, and how to tie a stock tie, all came in handy in her professional life as an endangered species biologist. When she found that she could give back to Pony Club by becoming a national examiner, she jumped at the opportunity. She finds it very rewarding to help an organization she is passionate about, and she finds that she is energized by her own riding and horsemanship by staying connected to Pony Club. Now, Heather is a participating member of the Gold Country Pony Club in the Sierra Pacific region, and also a life member.
Well, welcome, Heather. We're so happy to have you on the podcast.
Good to see you, Sarah.
To kick off, we always like to ask about any special horses in their lives. Do you have one or two you want to tell us about?
Sure. Let me tell you about my horse Wits End that I had at the time I was taking my A. In fact, I bought him for my A. He had to come with a horse. And he was just this big, rangy thoroughbred that I bought from a show jumping barn. He'd never done eventing. And so we really had a great time sort of finding our mojo in eventing. And he took me to my A test. And then now I have another gray, and he is an Irish sport horse. He's 17 hands and about 1,350 pounds. He's a big guy, love him dearly, and he's just so cool. He's just the best guy, very into his human. So it's really a nice partnership. I love it.
Oh, that's so great. So I know you've been involved in a lot of different roles with Pony Club as a member and a volunteer. What made you first join as a member and then also aim for your A certification in eventing?
So I started at 6 with this great little bay Welsh pony named Gypsy, and I started Western because I am from California, and that's the predominant riding style. And I was in an all pony drill team, and then I would go to those horse shows where you do everything, you know, you do Western Pleasure, Trail, Gymkhana, you name it, you did everything with that pony. And I started doing a little Hunter Hack classes and getting my English gear. And when I realized that it was kind of like Gymkhana and that you got to go fast, I was like totally hooked. I'm like, ooh, you get to jump and go fast? I thought that was way more interesting. And my father was British, so he knew about Pony Club from British Horse Society's pony clubs. And so he found the nearest one, and I joined at 12. Just loved it. I loved the fact that it was both riding and the horse management. I just like gobbled up the horse management. And at that time, you just went for your A. I mean, everybody had the same goal, as far as I remember, and that was to get your A. And you practiced and you went through your certifications and you persevered and you went up to your A. And I was very lucky in that our pony club had 6 A's graduate in the same year that I did. At that point, you know, you graduated at 18. And one of them was your own Connie Jellick there in the national office, who's your head of instruction. So yeah, Pony Club, I just loved it. I loved it. It's been a great experience. And I rejoined now as adult and have a great time with the local club. So that's been decades since I've been in Pony Club. So it's kind of fun being back at the local level again.
That's so awesome. We love when our former members come and rejoin Pony Club as an adult. So what made you start volunteering?
Well, I loved doing the summer camps and the visiting instruction program. So I'd started volunteering at, you know, 16. And then after I took my A, when I turned 25, I heard about the Apprentice National Examiner program. That sounded great to be able to work with the candidates. You know, like many of us in Pony Club, I had the desire to make things better. So I thought if I became a national examiner, I might be able to make the testings better. So that's how I started, just kept going with volunteering and more breadth in my volunteering.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the different roles you've had in Pony Club and maybe if any of them were your favorite?
I've had a lot at the local, regional, and national level. I've spent quite a bit of time in the last decade or so helping at the national level, including quiz at champs, which I love because there's so much energy for everybody being at champs. I've done national testing curriculum committee, so coming up with curriculum educational materials that'll help our members move up through their certification levels. But one of my favorites has been the National Youth Congress and Academy of Achievement leadership program that is put on at about the same time the annual convention is run. We usually run sort of Thursday, Friday. And yeah, that's probably been my favorite. Been on that committee for a while.
Can you tell us about the most rewarding parts of being a national examiner?
I think, you know, when I get to a testing, I am just immersed in an atmosphere where these candidates have worked so hard to be there. You know, they've worked hard, they've persevered, they've worked with other instructors, they've looked at the website, they've read the manuals. And they come with the best preparation they can at that day, right? At that weekend. To me, that's really exciting. And then working with the candidates as we go through the testing. The other thing is the camaraderie among the national examiners. We are a big team. And that's how we work. And we work together, creating an atmosphere, you know, working our best to create an atmosphere that is positive and encouraging. It takes some skill.
Is there a specific type of person that you would suggest maybe looking into becoming an NE? Or are there any type of skills that you think are helpful for being an NE?
Well, the first thing is you have to be really experienced in whatever that certification is. That's sort of a given, right? You have to, if you're doing horse management, you have to have good experience and a depth of experience with that, you know, certification level. And I was thinking about this. One of the most important aspects of being a national examiner is being able to look at the expectations, which is on the front page of certification, and along with the actual standard, and understand what that really means. You know, this isn't a written test, right, where the answers are all objective, right? You just answer A, B, C, or D. These are horses and people that come together for these certifications. And you have to be able to roll with whatever happens on the weekend, but you also need to really understand what that certification is and be able to work as a team, right? It's not Heather's certification, right? It's the B certification in the Mid-South region. And that is a skill. And it's a skill that's different than just being an expert in, say, hunter seat equitation or dressage, is working it as a team. So that's really important. Time management is also really important because we have to get things done during a certain time. So that's a good thing as well. You have to be able to stand for a long time. That's important as well because they are long, long days. And you have to be able to keep up your energy during that time. I mentioned in my bio about, you know, a stock tie, how to tie a stock tie was even important in my professional life as well. The idea being that sometimes we can get wrapped around the axle about the importance of one particular aspect, and that's not our job. I go back to, again, it's the whole standard and the expectations. And you can't get wrapped around the axle about your favorite issue. So there's a long story there, but I'll just suffice it to say that that's it. And working as a team, again, you know, helped me in my professional life because I did that as well. I had a team of 30 scientists that were on my team, and I felt like I could easily keep them corralled. Because I did that in Pony Club, right? You worked as a team, you got things done, you knew how to get things done. You knew how to do, you know, if you were the stable manager or the team captain, right? You knew how to keep your fellow competitors moving forward on that, whatever it was. Yeah, also, very important, you need to own a pair of khaki pants and a polo shirt with a USPC emblem on it.
Yes, that's definitely important. It's great information, and we always value everybody who takes the time to become a national examiner and spend their time helping to certify our members. You know, you mentioned your career and whatnot. You've had some interesting jobs there that were mentioned in your bio. Do you want to talk about either of those and share kind of if anybody's interested in anything, doing anything like that, like being a director of ratting at a point studies program or biologists, like what tips would you give for any of our youth members that might be interested in that?
Yeah. So I wanted to be in the horse business, even though I'd already finished college, but I wanted to go in the horse business and had a stint at the racetrack, quickly moved on from that. And there was an opening at the University of Massachusetts Equine Studies writing program. And I thought, well, you know, I'll throw in my resume. You know, who knows if I'll get it. I'm only, you know, 23 or whatever. And I sent in the resume and they called and said, can you please come, you know, fly up for an interview? I took my last pennies and flew up to Massachusetts. And when they asked me questions or had me ride, it was so comfortable. It just was what I did in Pony Club. You know, by the time you get your A, you're pretty confident. And so I got the job and had a great time working there. And then I had a few other career choices and decided to go back to school and get my master's in wildlife biology. And I became an endangered species biologist and had a career for over 25 years in that. Again, you know, what Pony Club taught me came in really handy in that job as well.
It sounds like a really neat job. What kind of species did you work with?
Oh, gosh. Everything from fish to grizzly bears.
Did it allow you to like travel some, or did you just work in a local area?
No, I did work in California, Northern Virginia, Massachusetts, and Colorado. And I've also been to visit Pakistan and Africa doing research.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah, I love that. We recently, me and my family went to the local museum here that deals with like the local wildlife. And it was really interesting to see all that and all their information. So we might have some kids interested in science listening in. And of course, I hope they're all doing the research project fair because there's, you know, so many things that they could explore with horses and whatnot. But it helps kind of with the science stuff.
I love that aspect of the convention and seeing the research they did and the time they put into it and results they get. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, we'll have a blog out too soon about more about the research project fair. So if anybody's listening in, you can always check out the blog, blog.ponyclub.org, and find that blog about how to enter and why it might be interesting. But speaking of the convention, you were also on the 2024 local organizing committee for the 2024 USPC convention. Can you tell us a bit about what the Sierra Pacific region has planned for the event out in Reno, Nevada?
Well, first of all, let me just say it's a great place to come. I got to put a plug in for Reno. Reno is in the high desert with the incredible Sierra Nevada mountains behind it. It's high desert, so it doesn't get as much snow as people might expect, but the fantastic snow is up on the mountains. So the setting is fantastic. We're going to have a great lineup of workshops that include people that are experts in all kinds of things, saddle fitting, lameness issues, etc. So we have a lot from the national area, but then we worked to get some local experts as well, and some things that are unique to the West. And one of those is, can you ride 100 miles in a day? And that's about the Tevis Cup, where riders ride 100 miles in a day over the Sierra Nevada. They ride through the night and everything, and that's pretty unique to our area. So we've got some others that are unique to our area as well. So we're going to have great workshops. And then we're going to have some things that are, you know, you'll see obviously other things that you've seen before, such as the research fair, which we mentioned, the anatomy room. Our horse management room is going to have new activities from the D up through the HA level, and we'll have instructors from all those levels, including some national examiners that are help those who are interested in pursuing their HBs and HAs. We're really trying to make it interactive with things like scavenger hunts and prizes. Of course, we've got the pony paddock, and I'm going to put a plug in for that National Youth Congress and Academy of Achievement that has been working Thursday and Friday. You'll usually see them secluded off in a room, and they're working really hard to come up with proposals that they'll give to the board that are ideas about the future of Pony Club. And one of those was the National Youth Board years ago, so you'll recognize some of those. And they have a celebration on Friday night that's open to everybody, and you can come in, learn what the delegates of the National Youth Congress have been doing, along with the Academy of Achievement, which are a few of our alumni who are outstanding leaders in whatever they've chosen to do, either in the horse world or out of the horse world. You know, cancer researchers, Olympic riders, you name it, had them or will have them.
Yeah, you talk about those presentations to the board. And last year, of course, was my first year as marketing director on listening in at the board meeting and hearing all those presentations from the National Youth Congress was just so impressive and so amazing. And like these members who participate are so excited about it and so like intuitive, like they really know what Pony Club wants and needs, and they had some great suggestions. So I can't wait to hear this year's presentations.
Yeah, they're the future of Pine Club. We hope that in the future, they'll be the next board members. And, you know, they're 18 to 25 year olds, and they get up in front of the board, which is a lot of people, and give these presentations. It's pretty amazing. The other thing that we have is that we're trying to encourage individuals or groups and businesses, of course, but individuals and groups like a Pony Club to be involved, like have their name in lights because they're sponsoring a particular workshop, maybe sponsor riding in college or the Gobi Gallop, which is lessons in Mongolian horsemanship. They could sponsor that. We have some that are involved with dressage. And of course, this year, which is a great place to unveil the Western dressage certification. So pretty excited about that. It's a perfect place because we are in the West. We're excited about people, you know, taking the time to experience the West, including what Pony Club has to offer.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the presentation about the wild horses in that area and whatnot. Of course, I'm bouncing around all around the event. So you've had the particular role to be providing support involving the workshops for convention as your role within the committee. Can you tell us a little bit more about that role?
Well, our workshop committee worked with the national office to come up with a great selection of workshops. I've mentioned a couple there. There's going to be so many great ones, you won't be able to go to all of them. You're going to have to pick and choose. Some of them are going to be in person and pre-recorded, and some of them will just be pre-recorded along with, you know, I don't know, 30 some odd in-person workshops. Thankfully, the national office does all the logistics. So, you know, the computers and the screens and all that, we don't need to do that. But we are working again on trying to get sponsors for all of these workshops because we'd like to show that we support the people who are volunteering to come and give this workshop. Some of these people are coming from a long distance and they're so supportive of Pony Club, whether they're in Pony Club or not, that they will volunteer their time to come to Reno and present.
Well, I know you've seen the great resort that we're going to, which is the Peppermill Reno Resort and Spa. And you've talked about how great of a destination Reno is. Can you tell us a little bit more? Or do you know a little bit more about the Peppermill Reno Resort?
Yeah, I got a chance to go up there with our organizing committee, and huge, beautiful, and fancy come to mind. It is an amazing resort. I think it'll top any of the places that we've had the convention, and I've been going for decades to the convention. You know, besides being a beautiful facility, I don't even know how many pools it has, indoor and outdoor. And you might think, oh, it's going to be cold. Well, they got an indoor pool, so there's a little swim time there. Got a beautiful spa. They have 9 restaurants within the facility itself. They have an arcade, which I've heard is really fun. I haven't been there, but I've heard that's pretty amazing. They've got shopping inside of the resort. So I think people will find that they should come early because there's lots of things to do inside the resort. The other cool thing about this particular resort and our part of the facility where we're going to have the convention is it's all in a big square with like the trade fair in the middle and then the rooms around it. So there's no wandering down the hall trying to find something or, you know, pony paddock being shoved way down the hall. We are all going to be right there. And so there'll be this great community spirit and club experience, right? We are a pony club. We all belong to the same club because we love sports. We love horse management and we really love to care for our horses. So I'm excited about that. We'll set up a good feel.
That sounds like so much to do. And you mentioned the spa, and I will interject and say that if anybody is planning to attend and wants to book the spa, we found out that you have to book 1 month in advance. So you would have to book your spa appointment right around when our deadline is for booking the hotel. So if anybody's listening in and wants to do that, the spa looks amazing. I'm really excited about this resort as well.
Fun. Give myself a sticky note and put it on my desk that says spa on it.
We're all going to be clamoring for a spot there.
They're going to say, who are all these people?
Well, Heather, is there anything else you'd like to add or share with us
come and see the West. I think that's what I would love people to do. Obviously, we're going to have a great convention. Participate, participate, participate. Try to do as much as you can. So come early because there's an incredible amount of stuff to do. One of the things that I went and visited while I was there was the Bureau of Land Management's Wild Horse Adoption Center. You can't fit a horse in your suitcase, so don't get too excited there. But it's a place to see wild horses. If you've never seen these Mustangs, take the time to go up and see them. They're about an hour away in beautiful Palomino Valley. You'll get outside of Reno and get to see what the high desert is like. And you can visit anytime by doing a drive around the outside, or you can go during their opening hours. You know, the times they're open, but I would encourage you to go on the website to find that out and call ahead of time to make sure there are horses there, because obviously at some point they try to adopt them all out before they bring others in from the range. So go do that. There's ski resorts, some of the best ski resorts in the nation there. And, you know, the closest one is just 35 minutes away. Mount Rose is 35 minutes away. And of course, you can rent everything to go there. There's cross-country skiing for those who might not like to go downhill fast. Of course, I like to go downhill because it's fast. But if you're not into that, or you want to spend more time kind of seeing the beautiful scenery, because I don't know, when you're going fast downhill, it's hard to see the scenery, but you can go cross-country skiing. And again, they've got everything you can rent there. Stunning views in the Sierras. Virginia City is nearby. It's just 20 miles away, and it's a great kid-friendly, old, historic mining town. So it'll give you an idea of that, you know, gold rush era. You can like take a steam engine and take a haunted ghost tour, you know, just it's a fun little town to visit. And like I said, it's only 20 miles away, so it's really close. There's a railroad you can take and take a excursion kind of back into the old West. And that's pretty cool as well. And that's just a start, right? This is a entertainment hub, right? It's a mini Las Vegas. So there are shows that might be interesting. And of course, you can just go to the Tourist Bureau and they'll let you know what's going on. So a whole bunch of stuff to do. So please come early and enjoy the whole experience.
You're definitely selling the location for those that may not be sure if they want to go or not.
I know, you know, it's hard to take off a week to go to convention, but there's so many reasons convention is worth it. Because you get to meet people, see people you haven't seen in years, reconnect, network. I know some of these pony clubbers may find their future job, future career while they're at convention, might spark an interest in what they'd like to do for the rest of their lives. It's pretty magical.
Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you at convention, Heather, and we really appreciate you spending some time with us here today to talk about it and also your pony club experiences.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. See you at convention.
And again, we'd like to thank episode sponsor Kentucky Equine Research. If you would like to sponsor a Pony Club podcast or have your company represented in other ways with USPC, then please reach out to us at advertising@ponyclub.org. And we would like to offer a big thank you, as always, to our Pony Club corporate sponsors, Carrots, who is the official apparel sponsor, Shapley's, the official grooming products sponsor, The Horse, Triple Crown, the official feed sponsor, WinTech, the official saddle sponsor, and Zoetis, the official equine health and wellness partner.
Don't forget to visit shopponyclub.org so you can look your best while riding and attending pony club events. We have a wide range of accessories, like horse grooming equipment, backpacks and bags, and more, along with all the educational materials exclusive to Pony Club. Shopponyclub.org is your one-stop pony club shop.